From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say a uniformed member of Afghan Special Forces turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three of them, wounding one other. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
We received a heartbreaking reminder of the risks that our servicemen and women face in the defense of freedom. When heroes fall, Americans grieve. And tonight, our thoughts and prayers are with the families of these American heroes. We honor their service, their sacrifice, and we always will.
Afghanistan and its capital, Kabul, in particular, have been hard hit in recent weeks by suicide bombings that have caused unprecedented civilian casualties. Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Turkish news agency did not immediately respond to a request from VOA to confirm that formal arrest of Taner Kilic, who was detained on Tuesday, arrested late Friday. Amnesty International said in a statement Kilic's detention was a mockery of justice and called for his release. There has been competing protests right here in the United States, across the country, between groups saying they are protesting Sharia law and groups saying they are protecting discrimination against Muslims. Anti-Sharia protesters were organized by a group called ACT, the Poverty Act for America, that is, the Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, is saying that ACT is the nation's largest anti-Muslim group. This is VOA News. United States Special Forces are providing technical support to Philippine military battling to crush Islamic militants in the southern city of Marawi. This comes as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. Cooperation between longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, is significant because Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who came to power a year ago, has been a hostile stance toward Washington and has vowed to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from the country. British conservatives have been speaking out against Prime Minister Theresa May's failed election gamble. Sir Craig Oliver was an advisor to former conservative Prime Minister David Cameron, who was May's predecessor.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating liberal conservatives?
Analysts and voters alike are trying to decide if the election in which no party got an outright parliamentary majority had rejected Brexit. That's Britain's planned exit from the European Union. Brexit talks with EU negotiators are scheduled to begin in 10 days. EU officials have warned talks should not be delayed and have expressed their fear that the British government, they believe, weakened by the election, could result in the talks becoming more complicated. France's far-right political leader Marine Le Pen and the rest of the National Front Party is focusing on the parliamentary elections being held today. Le Pen is running for a parliamentary seat in the north, where the National Front has a much stronger support base. But President Emmanuel Macron's party, Republic on the Move, or République en Marche, is enjoying a wave of support across the country. Thomas Vitello is a political analyst in Paris.
Front National is having a hard time now. Marine Le Pen personally is having a hard time since the debates, presidential debate. So it is not guaranteed. It is highly likely that she will win, but it is not guaranteed at this point. For her personally, the stakes are very high. If she loses, you know, in front of a candidate of La République en Marche, you will start to have voices within the party really asking for her head.
6 months ago, senior National Front figures were hoping the party would win 50, almost 60 seats in Parliament, but recent polls predict only a handful of their candidates will be elected. And President Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that will likely roll back parts of the former President Barack Obama's efforts to normalize relations with Havana. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.